Hi, my name is Jake Treffrin, and I've seen change. We have a field at my house, and so there's not as much water to put through our pipes to put water into our field, so we haven't got as much hay as usual.
My name is Jacqueline Gulick, and I've certainly seen change. Yeah, the creek is hardly a creek anymore. It's just a trickle down behind our house. I don't think anything like the beavers or whatever could swim in it. And they used to, yeah. It's too low for anything very big.
Carolyn McKenzie.
Don McKenzie.
I was born in Paonia.
I came here in 1958, but I've been here in other places off and on, you know.
Well, I grew up on Terra Creek, up towards Bowie, and my dad worked in the coal mine. And we also had a dairy and 300 cherry trees at one time. And my dad sold fruits and vegetables to the stores in town. And we had a lot of shopping here in town at that time, JCPenney's, and just, you know, you knew everyone.
The biggest change we've noticed really is the traffic.
Yeah, a lot of new people.
You used to drive to Delta and meet maybe three cars.
Also, we always picked all the fruit in the summertime, cherries and then peaches and the apples, and now there's the wineries instead of the fruit trees that we used to have here.
It kind of changes your culture because now there's wineries, you know, and it used to just be family fruit farms, and I'm not saying anything good or bad about it, but the kids really don't get involved in working, you know, and picking fruit. And I used to buck bales when I was in high school, you know, to make money on the side. And I don't think there's near the opportunities for the kids here that there was at that time, you know.
Oh, and we tell them about picking fruit for 4 cents a pound. They're like, 4 cents a pound? You know, they just can't believe that you would do that all day and pick 30 boxes of cherries in a day, you know. But that's what we did. It was fun then. We had a lot of fun.
Environmentally, personally, I'm pretty upset with the drilling for gas and oil they're doing.
Yes, that's the bad thing.
I don't like it. I think it changes your groundwater, and it's not a good thing. And I'm a coal miner. I'm all for coal. It's good jobs. It's good money. It brings good money into the valley. But drilling gas and oil belongs out in a desert somewhere, not up here in our mountains, you know. I just am really against it.
I just want to say something about the change that I see right here. Is Paonia's always had a tradition. We have traditions, and newcomers coming in don't have a tradition with us. That's really hard. It's just like Cherry Days. This is a tradition. People have come here, you know, they bring their grandkids now, our grandkids, our great-grandkids, and because we have all our class reunions, the kids keep coming back and back, and we can see where that's going by the wayside. And that's really not a good thing for this area. You know, that's our kids. That's what they remember. And our grandkids love to come back, and when it's not going to be here, that's really hard to take. So I just want you to know.
Annie Hunchel. We live in Delta. Delta, very, very hot, big winds, and lots of dust coming through. So last night was almost magical. We were out dancing in the rain. But I've noticed that the plants are growing a lot better this year, having a lot of the sun and the dryness. We've used a lot of water. Have a lot of nice things growing back in Delta. In fact, our cherry trees were just amazing. Brought a catalpa from Madison, Wisconsin, so we brought a catalpa, and that is just enormous. It's fabulous here. So growing is good, hot, but now this coolness is just a wonderful treat. All the plants are just going hallelujah and having a growth spurt, so it's been really nice.
My name is Jerry Bugliarello, and we're up here from Phoenix, and we come every year, and we've seen a lot of change this year, along with every other year.
My name's Christina Bugliarello, and there's definitely a lot of change this year. Yeah, we come here every summer for cherry days, and we have a lot of fun here. We love going to the carnival and playing at the river and just walking around in the nice weather compared to Phoenix, and the fruit and everything's. When we go to play with the river, the water's not like circulating as much, so it's dirty at the river, so it's hard to play there, and it's not as fun, and there's not enough water to really swim around.
There's nobody there, and the water's only waist deep, basically, you know, and it was a lot of fun last year, and this year is really low, but, you know, every year is different, so there's always next year, but the fruit is really good this year. So last year there was no fruit, so every year, it's really exciting, it's fun, you never know what you're going to get.
My name is Lisa Sink, I live in Montrose, Colorado, and I've seen change. I moved here in 97 and visited several years prior to that. One of the things that attracted me to this area is the fact that it didn't get terribly hot in the summer. It was rare that you saw more than 4 or 5 days in the summer that hit 90 or above in Montrose. And it seems like the last 5 years, it's not unusual to see 3 weeks, even in June, of 90 or 100 degrees, and it just gets hotter every summer. Wintertime, you could count on 2 or 3 snows that were 1 foot, 6 inches, and now I see 2 inches, 3 inches, nothing at all. My front yard used to be snow-covered until April, and now sometimes there's no snow at all. So it's definitely warmer. I don't like it. It worries me. It worries me a lot. I'm seeing changes in patterns in my garden with when birds come, when things bloom, and it just seems like a trend more than it does. Just an isolated year here and there.
My name is Mary DeFranco. I live just on the edge of Paonia. And I've seen change. More birds singing than ever before, which is really great to have so many birds. Everything's getting ready much earlier than normal. I'd say 3 to 4 weeks earlier on what I'm harvesting. The garlic's already harvested. That's usually end of July, beginning of August, and it's out of the ground now. The cherries were ready early. More insects of more varieties attacking trees, which is different. Usually, you know, you'll see them attacking your garden plants, but the trees are under attack, and way more mosquitoes than normal. Ay, ay, ay. Sometimes I feel like I'm a prisoner in the house.
My name is Mark Trujillo, and I've seen a lot of change. And I come up here about 10 years ago, and I started working orchard work. I've really noticed a lot of changes in the fruit in the last couple of years. It's been getting a lot hotter, I've noticed, and our fruit's been getting produced a lot quicker. Well, this year it actually had me a lot more busier, and, you know, we're starting to slow down here at the end of the summer, but so we ain't really got much to go pick. But we've had a really good season this year for the fruits, and we're going to have a great one up in our Gates Orchard. You know, we haven't had this much production in like 5 years, so it's been doing a lot better this year. But in a way, it's kind of awful because of the dry out, too. So, you know, we had one of the biggest fires recorded in history. If I could just go talk to the government and just have them change their ways with my ways, it would change this world, you know.
I See Change is produced by Julia Kumari Drapkin and brought to you by KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio, and Localore, a national public media initiative produced by AIR, the Association for Independence in Radio, with financial support by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Wincote Foundation, the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Our theme music was produced by Joe Allen and Issa Caress.
I See.